In a joint editorial issued on Tuesday, UNICEF and UNESCO argue that while it is important to protect children from COVID-19, children and schools are not the main drivers of the epidemic. The two agencies note that there are already 2.2 million children out of school across South Sudan, and that the longer schools are closed, the less likely the children are to return to school. Tap Raj Pan is the UNESCO education chief in South Sudan.
If schools are not reopened timely, there is a big risk of not having all the enrolled children again back to school, which will increase the number of out-of-school children in South Sudan. We also have acquired a new knowledge that now indicates that children are not that much in risk compared to the adult and elderly people. This new knowledge allows us to advocate today worldwide for the reopening of the schools, including in South Sudan.
Pan also says research shows children are less at risk of contracting the virus compared to adults. In addition, Dr. Mohamed Ayoya, the UNICEF representative in South Sudan, argues keeping children out of school for long periods of time exposes them to physical abuse and other types of violence.
We have seen this during Ebola in West Africa, that their exposure to physical, emotional, and sexual violence increase. Their mental health deteriorates, and they become more vulnerable to child labor, and they are less likely to break out of the cycle of poverty.
More worrisome, says Ayoya, is that girls who are out of school for a long time usually do not return. All South Sudanese schools are closed, so most education projects aimed at helping the education ministry strengthen its learning system have been put on hold. Ayoya says most vulnerable children, especially in rural areas, depend on school feeding programs to get their daily meals. And closed schools means more children will be malnourished in an already food insecure country.
We have no other interest in South Sudan other than the interest of children. So reopening the schools for us is only and for the interest of the children of South Sudan, and to make sure that the elite of tomorrow's South Sudan, the leaders of tomorrow's South Sudan, are actually being provided with the opportunities to be trained, to be capacitated, to be skilled, so that they take forward the development of this country.
Health Ministry spokesman Dr. Toi Loi says no one knows when the virus will be under control and children can safely return to school.
It is not yet a decision, but there is a technical team actually between the Ministry of Health and Ministry of Higher Education to keep monitoring the trend of the infection in the country and at the same time see what can be done to resume with some classes within the context of COVID-19 and adhering to the preventive measures.
Juba parent Philip Lokudu says he has seen children in his Gudele neighborhood turn to illegal activities like joining outlaw groups that attack each other with machetes and knives when they are not in school.
I'm seeing a lot of students are really getting a lot of difficulties in staying at home, and they are joining maybe other groups that may pull them out from the schools. So opening the schools will be of more advantage to the children and the teachers at the same time, because it may keep them busy in the schools.
South Sudan shut down its schools in March to curb the spread of coronavirus, leaving millions of school-aged children at home. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.